The 2024 Hastings Raiders baseball season is now underway as practice started on Monday afternoon. Head coach Ryan Stoffel of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports to look forward to this 2024 season, and even though the Raiders lost a handful of talent to graduation 1 year ago, this team has only reloaded.
Yeah, we're extremely excited. It's a great group of guys. You know, we have, I think the count last night, and I think it's going up a little bit more as Jackie starts giving me a couple more late registrations, but we're at about 66 kids in the entire baseball program. It's a very heavy senior-laden class that returns a lot of value to the lineup. You know, you mentioned, you know, graduating kids, you know, that comes with a job, right? The kids go to high school, they graduate, and then, you know, and it's our job to just mold these kids and get them ready and develop them so that when their time comes to be in a varsity lineup, they're ready to go. And I think we do an exceptional job at that. It starts in day one. You know, I had the kids down. We talked for a good 15 minutes before we even picked up a baseball last night. And the evaluation process is there really is none. We run the baseball program pretty much just like a Major League Baseball operation. We have kids that are moving from rosters to rosters throughout the season to get them in the best spot that they develop, that they can bring some success and help out. So we use a 20-game regular season as our evaluation, to be honest. You know, within that, we build that culture. You know, this first week, we do a lot of positional splits with infielders, outfielders, the catchers, the pitchers are throwing bullpens. But what the value that brings is it allows those ninth graders, those underclassmen, to stand at third base with Evan Nelson, to stand at shortstop with Al Hendrickson, to be behind the plate with Johnny Taglin, and to understand how they approach it, you know, what their routine is every day, how they go about their business. And so when they get to us, they know what the expectation is, right? We're not training them over because now they're at the varsity level, so to say, right? You know, the whole culture of our program is the same throughout the board.
Coach Stoffel on the work that needs to be done from now until the first game of the season, live on KDWA Friday, April 5th at Park at 4:30 p.m.
So we start, the bullpens are specifically, they're a must-have, right? You know, we have a rotation set up every day with about 6-7 guys that are throwing bullpens, right? They work with Matt Nicolai and Mike Schlottman. They're the varsity pitching coaches. And those guys are exclusively working with our pitchers. You know, the first group went off. They threw 30-pitch bullpens. You know, we chart it. We'll have a new group in today. And then Wednesday, we'll bring in more of, like, the underclassmen guys that are on the radar a little bit, get them some throws. Then we'll go back to the guys that went on Monday, and we start ramping it up more and more. And then, you know, in this first week, by Friday, we'll have live at bat. That's where, you know, the guys that started Monday in their bullpens will now get on the mound and actually throw to live hitters. So that's what the pitching part of it looks like. The positional side, it's, you know, we start fundamentals, you know, a lot of that stuff, getting that stuff taken care of, and then we just build from there, right? We go from, you know, where we're rolling ground balls to where we're hitting ground balls, the bunt defense, the first and third situations. And it can be a lot to take in, you know, when you're trying to go through and get ready for that opening day against Park. But, you know, the plan that we've had in place for the last 2 years and now going into year three seems to work pretty well. And, you know, we make obviously adjustments from year to year to what works better, what can be improved. That's kind of what you're looking at, you know. And then you add the fact that, like, you know, to be honest with you, the biggest hole in our lineup right now today defensively is, you know, we need to find a first baseman and we need to find a second baseman. So, and that's the neat part about the job, and that's part of the job that I love, because it's giving opportunity to kids that, you know, they come in and they're like, oh my god, there's not a first baseman, because we've had the same one for the last 3 years, or there's always been one in the fold. So it's a great opportunity for those kids to kind of show us what they can do, and then we'll go from there.